We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Yud Aleph. We are up to Sif Vav, which is the last line on page 40. The Mechaber says, "Im asol mitzemer gozel, if one made his tzitzis out of stolen wool, psulim, the tzitzis are pasul, diksiv va'asu lahem, misha lahem." You have to make the tzitzis, you have to own the tzitzis, it has to be misha lahem, and therefore if you make it from stolen wool, it is pasul. Says the Ramah, turning out the page Chaf Aleph, V'davko shegozal hachutin. The Ramah says this is specifically talking about where you stole the strings. Avol im gozal tzemer va'ason chutin. But if you stole wool and you made the wool into strings, kshirim. There the Ramah says it's kosher. Miu lechatchila aser la'asosan. However, it is aser lechatchila to do that. Ule'inyan bracha ayin lekamon reish simen tof reish memtes. That's the Mechaber in the Ramah. And now we have some interesting things to see in the Mishnah Berurah. So it says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Aleph, Lahem Misha Lahem, Nire Poshet Dehu Adinim Lokach Hatzitzis Ba'akofa. It appears obvious, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the same thing would be true if you bought your tzitzis on credit and you didn't pay. V'hamocher Oyel V'nofek Azuzei, and the seller is coming back and forth, keeps asking you for money and you're not giving it. V'ze Eino Rotze L'Shalim Lo, and he doesn't want to give it over. D'midina Einam Shalo. In that case, halachically, it's not his, since the guy's coming back and forth asking for his money, you keep pushing him off, so it's not yours. Kid Isa Bechosha Mishvat Simon Kuvtsadi Ayin Sham, the Chol Kiyai Gavna, and all such cases. Imkein Lo Yotza Minadin Beha Tzitzis, if so, you're not Yotze, your mitzvah of Tzitzis, but those are considered like stolen Tzitzis, Va'ayim Bebir Halacha. So I would like to be Ma'ayin in a couple of Bir Halachas here that are interesting. I'd like to start on page 40 at the bottom, the second to last Bir Halacha, the second to last skinny line. Im asam, ayin pri megadim shekasav dehu adinim gozal talis vehitul bo tzitzis mishalo nami lokiyem mitzvah tzitzis ayidei levishaso zo. Says the Bir Halacha, the Mechaber is talking about where you stole the tzitzis, or you stole the wool to make the tzitzis, but zok the Bir Halacha, the same din would be true if you stole the garment and put your tzitzis in. Doesn't matter if you steal the tzitzis and put it in your garment, or you steal the garment and put your tzitzis in. Either way, it's not going to be good, and he explains why. The kesuscha ksiv akra. The pasuk says it has to be your garment. Fine. The ayin mashik osadnu b'mishiburus of katan chav zayin l'inyan akofa stitzis v'odin l'inyan talis. And then he says the same thing we discussed in the mishibur that we just read in chav zayin, that if you bought it on credit, you're not paying for the tzitzis, it's not going to be good. So too, if you bought the garment on credit and you didn't pay for it, you have the same problem. But now look at the next Bir Halacha, the last line. Mitzemer gozel, if you make the tzitzis from stolen wool, it's pasul. Nistapakti b'misha gozel chutei tzitzis mechavero. The Chafetz Chaim says, I am a suffolk about a guy who steals the strings from his friend. V'achar shehitilon bevigdo. And after he puts it into his garment, he makes a tzitzis. Shilein lo avura. Then he pays for it afterwards. Own the son of Moba Matana, or the guy decides to give it to you as a Matana after you already put it in your garments. In Mechuyav Lachzor Ulahatirim. Do you have to go back and undo the tzitzis and redo them? Minema Kevan Diksiv Va'asu Lahem. Do we say, since the stolen tzitzis are not good because of the pasuk of Va'asu Lahem, Ba'inon Shebe'ez Ha'asiya Yeshalo, that we require at the time of the Asiya, it's yours. If not, it'll be a problem of Tasev Veloman Asui. Oh, Tigali Milsa Lamafreya, or the fact that it becomes yours afterwards, will be Magala Lamafreya, that it was always yours, Vitzarech Ian Gadol. So the Chafetz Chaim here, Liza Vitzarech Ian, if there's a problem of Tasa Velomina Asui, if I steal wool or tzitzis and I make it into the garment, and then I pay for it afterwards. So when I made it Bipsul, now it becomes mine. Is that considered the making is not good, Tasa Velomina Asui? Or do we say, no, the fact that you bought it now, retroactively, it was considered yours all along and you're okay with it? That is the suffix of the Bir Halacha.
It shows that your intent was never to steal it. It was just the guy wasn't around.
Well, he meant needed to steal, he needed meant to steal it.
But well,
fine, I'm not
going to
get anywhere with this guy.
I'm not sure. He wants to know the two tzadim of the suffix. The Bir Halacha is a suffix. He's saying it's pashut that it should be, it's pashut it should be a problem of tasav lomna asu in this case. That's what he's saying. Why wouldn't it be? Why would we say retroactively, when you pay for it, it makes it as if it was yours the whole time? He wants to know, what is that tzad? Why should that be? Lamaisa, when you put the tzitzis in, it wasn't yours. But
yeah. No.
I'm finished.
Okay.
Next question.
Didn't we go through a case when we were doing Sukkot about a case with Etrog and or Lulav that you could be also with stolen ones?
Yeah, we're gonna get into exactly the case. We're gonna get into the same sugya in a moment. But I just wanna I'm not sure the exactly the two tzadim. But there is an interesting note over here. If you turn back to page 40, note 39 points out an interesting thing. He says this suffix that the Bi'ar Lacha has in the case where you stole the tzitzis and made them and then you paid for them, if that will be a problem of hassel and usur or not, only applies to the case of the mechaber where you stole the tzitzis and you put it into your beged. But if you stole the beged and put your tzitzis in the beged and then you paid for it afterwards, there, he brings from the Hamik Bracha that there would be no suffix of the Bi'ar Lacha, it's pashut, it would be okay. So look at note 39. Vim shilim al hatalas la'achar shehitil achutim. If you paid for the garment after you put the strings in, kosa v'hemik bracha, she'poshet she'ein tzorach lahatir asachutim ula'atilam she'enes. It's poshet in that case, you would not have to undo the tzitzis and then re-put them in. Ve'eino domer l'misha gozal chutim v'shilim avuram la'achar she'etilam bevigdo. It's not like the case of the Bi'ar Lacha where you stole the strings and you put them in to the garment, and then you paid for them afterwards. She'estapik b'Bi'ar Lacha l'halonim tzarech la'atirum. What's the difference? Kevan she'din kisuscha eino posel b'guf ha'mitzvah. Because the pasuk of kisuscha, that has to be your garment, is not a psul in the mitzvah itself. She'ari mutu l'varech al tala she'ula. We're going to get to later on in Simon Yudalud that you could make a bracha on a borrowed garment, even though you don't have to. The Mishnah Berurah says over there that you don't. If it's a borrowed garment, you don't have to make a bracha, but you could make a bracha. Compares it to a woman who's potter from mitzvah, say she has man grumba, but if she wants to do the mitzvah, she can do the mitzvah and make the bracha. So too, by a borrowed garment, you don't have to put tzitzis on it, but if you do put it on, so you could make a bracha on that garment. So therefore, he says, in other words, having it to be your garment is only to make it a chiyuv of the mitzvah. But you can still be mekayin the mitzvah, because you can still make a bracha on the mitzvah, even if it's not your ksus. Therefore, if you put the tzitzis in the garment when the garment wasn't yours, it's not a psul, because you can still make a bracha on such a thing. And therefore, says Hamik Bracha, the suffix of the Bi'ar Lacha by the stolen tzitzis that you put in the garment and you paid for it would not apply in a case where you have a stolen garment, you put the tzitzis in, and you paid for it. That for sure would be okay. That's just an interesting note he says over there. We're going to get to that later. We're not going to discuss it now. It's a complicated halacha that we're going to get to very shortly, so we're not going to spend time on it now.
Let's
blow
it here, right?
What?
Yeah,
it's
here.
Says
if you steal the material and make a beged, is that the same halacha as stealing the material to make tzitzis? That it's, you shouldn't do it with tefillah and...
L'chor according to Mechabra will be the same. We'll see according to Ramah, that's always fine. L'chor will be the same thing. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, turning the page. We're up to Sifkaton Chav Ches. It's Sifkaton Chav Ches is going in the Ramah. The Ramah said, it's dafka going to be puzzle when you stole the strings. But if you stole the wool and you made it into strings, it will be kosher. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Chav Ches, dafka, if you stole the strings, va'oz afilu nisyashu habaylin puzzle. If you stole the strings, even if the owners give up hope of getting them back afterwards, it's still puzzle. Diyeyesh lo kano, because yeyesh alone does not help you acquire it, and it's considered stolen property. Va'afilu lo yohachutim shezurim v'hu shezarun. Even if when you stole the strings, they weren't yet intertwined the way that you have it for the tzitzis, and you did the shazira, mikomakom lo choshev ayidei ze shinui, that is not considered a shinui, de lo nishtane shmom ayidei kein. The fact that you took strings that were not intertwined, and you intertwined them, right, like we discussed a couple days ago, that will not be considered enough of a shinui to make it a kinyan together with the yeish. Now the Bi'ar Lacha asks Akash over here, if you look at the Bi'ar Lacha right across, v'dafka shegozal achutim, ayim b'mishnah berurah mashigasabnu afilu nisyashu habaylim. Even if the baylim give up hope on it, it's still not going to be good. V'hu me'abes yosef v'lechor akasha t'yesh lazeh gam kein shinu Hashem. Even if you want to say there's no shinui maisa, but the maisa there should be a shinu Hashem. Not to the shazira, but what? The me'ikara chutin. In the beginning, you got strings. The hashta achar sheitilam babeged hakricho shelamatu lo nuchal lukro also hamakom b'shem chutin rak b'shem gedil. Why don't we say we know yeyesh with shinui Hashem does work? So if there's yeyesh bailim and there's shinui Hashem, when you stole it, it was chutim, it was strings, and now when you put it into your and do all the wrappings and the tyings, you make it into a gedil. So why don't we say it's a shinui Hashem? It went from chutin to a gedil. So he answers, if you skip three lines, v'ulaye shlomar de gedil hachutin mikri. The only way I can get out of it is a funny answer. He says, maybe a gedil is considered a gedil of chutin. So it's not really changing the name. You're right, the chutin made it into a gedil, but the gedil is a gedil of chutin. And therefore, it's not really a shinui Hashem. It still retains its initial name. And therefore, the Rama paskins that if you stole chutin, and the Mishnah Berurah points out, even if you have yeyesh bailim, you do not acquire it, and it's not considered yours, and therefore, it will be pasul. One more Mishnah Berurah on the stealing of the chutim. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Chavtes, Ayin b'magin Avram Sifkatan Yud, v'ledvarav, according to the way the Magin Avram explains over here, ha'gozu cholak al-mechaber. This Ramah is arguing on the mechaber. D'svir lei da'akra mi'et afilu im aso ha'chutim mitzemer ha'gozul. This Ramah that says that dafka, if you stole the chutim, it's a problem. But if you stole the wool and made it into chutim, it's okay. That argues with the mechaber who said that if you stole the wool and made it into strings, it's going to be a problem. So the Magen Avraham points out over here that it's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah in a case where you stole the wool and you made it into strings. The Ramah says it will be okay, and the Mechaber says it will be pasul. But the Ramah does say that if you stole the wool and you made it into strings, it is kosher. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Lamed. Why is it that if you stole the wool and you made it into strings, it will be kosher now, even though it was stolen initially? Hataz mevar da'iri ha-ramah heichi da'ave yeyesh gamkein. The Taz explains the Ramah that he's talking about a case where the owners gave up hope of ever getting it back. V'kanya b'yeyesh v'shinui Hashem. And here you acquire it with yeyesh combined with the changing of the name. What's the changing of the name? D'meikara tzemer v'hashtachutin. Here you stole wool, and now you made it into strings. So wool into strings is a shinui Hashem. Together with the yeyesh bailim, you acquire it, and therefore it is kosher and you're yotze your mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Aval Magen Avram Kosov, but the Magen Avram disagrees. He says the Midesasam HaRamah Mashman Desvirle Dafilu Kodem Yeyush Kosher. The Ramah does not mention a word about Yeyush, and therefore the Magen Avram says that it's Masha from the Ramah that even if there is no Yeyush, you will be Yotze your mitzvah with this. Why is that? Dekanya b'Shinui Maisa. He says you are Kona with Shinui Maisa. Shinui Hashem requires Yeyush Bailim. Shinui Maisa does not require Yeyush Bailim with it. Now what exactly, what's the shinui maisa over here? So if you look at the Bir Halacha, the next Bir Halacha, Divrei Maskil Avol, he writes, I am a Mishnah Berurah b'Masha Kasavnu b'Shem HaMagen Avram. Look what we just mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah b'Shem HaMagen Avram, the Svirlei d'Havei Shinui Maisa. The kavanah of the Magen Avram who machmas halibun. The kavanah of the Magen Avram is that it's a shinui maisa by whitening it, by cleaning it and making it white. That's a shinui maisa. And he doesn't like that. He disagrees. If you skip down two lines, he says, "Aval anias daiti koshem meora al beis Yosef animuka Yosef amaylo kosev davei shinui maisa machmas hatviya." So the Chavetz Chaim disagrees. He says the reason why it's a shinui maisa l'fi the Magen Avram is not because you're making the strings white, but rather because you're doing the tefiyah. That's a shinui maisa. As you're doing the tefiyah, you're doing the spinning of the strings. That's a change of a maisa, and therefore that will be good enough even without yeyesh bailim. So you have a machlokas over here so far in the Mishnah Berurah of the Taz and the Magen Avram. The Taz understands the Ramah is talking about after yeyesh and there's a shinui Hashem that it went from tzemer to chutin. And the Magen Avram says, from the fact that the Ramah doesn't mention a word about Yeyesh, it's even without Yeyesh, and it's a Shinui Maisa, and he holds the Shinui Maisa is the Tviya, not like others who say that it is the Libun. And now the Mishnah Berurah continues weiter and says, V'im gozal chutin u'mukharon la'achar lifnei Yeyesh. Now what if you have Shinui Rishus? Not Shinui Maisa, not Shinui Hashem, what if it's Shinui Rishus? So he says, if you stole the strings and you sold it to someone else before Yeyesh, lo yatza ha'sheni ba'atzitzis, the other person who you sold it to is not going to be yotze the mitzvah tzitzis. Dishinui rishus below yeyesh lo kana, because just changing the rishus from the ganav to someone else's hands is not a good kinyan. Velo karina be va'osu lahem. It's not considered his, and therefore you're not yotze. So just by stealing the strings and selling it to someone, shinui rishus is not enough. However, says the Mishabura, Vim achar shebo liyad hasheni nisyashu abaylim. But if after you sold it to the other person, then the owners gave up hope on it, ayin b'choshen mishpat, the yesh deos baza. There it's ready a machlokas. So just shinui rishus is not good according to everyone. If you did shinui rishus and then you have yesh, that's a machlokas. But the nisyashu v'achar kach mucharon, but if first the owners gave up hope and then you sold it to someone else, so you have yesh and then shinui rishus, kona hasheni as atzitzis. Then the second person acquires a tzitzis. The afle inyan bracha mashma me'amogen avram simitof reish memtes of cotton bays the yucha levarach bazev ve'embo mishum mitzvah haba ba'avera. And in that case where you stole it and you have yeish bailim and then you have shinu reshus because you sold it to someone else, there you could even make a bracha. That's how it's mashma from the Magen Avram. It will not even be considered a problem of mitzvah haba ba'avera. Kevan shulu gazal, because since the person who has it now, he bought it from the person who stole it, so the one who has it now didn't steal it, it's not considered for him a mitzvah baba aveira, and therefore he can even make a bracha. He's konet with the yeish and shinui rishus, and it's not a mitzvah baba aveira, he can even make a bracha on it. V'chein pasak ha-machzis ha-shekel, and so too paskins ha-machzis ha-shekel. Achein ha-prima godim shom b'shem ha-levush machmir b'zeh. However, the prima godim over there, b'shem levush, is machmir on the bracha, v'gam ataz, b'simin chafei v'agro shom machmir b'zeh. These poskim are machmir, and they say that you cannot make a bracha even if you are not the one who stole it, but you bought it from the one who stole it after yeish bailim, you still can't make a bracha on it. And we'll see now a little bit of an explanation for that. If the Ramah continued and said, even though if you stole the wool and you made it into chutim, it's kosher, but lechatchila it's asur la sosan. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, sefkatan lamed aleph. Ratzalomer lahatil atzitzis elu bevigdo. Lechatchila it's asur to put these tzitzis in your garment. Mishum mitzvah haba ba'avera. Because of mitzvah haba ba'avera, the ayam bir halacha. And here we get to a very interesting bir halacha. The halacha says in Devar Maskel La'asosam, I am a mishabura shekasavnu, that the problem is mishum mitzvah baba avera. Now, Tosas is a famous sheet of Tosas that holds mitzvah baba avera is only, and we discuss this in Hilchos Sukkah, that mitzvah baba avera is only if when you are doing the mitzvah, you are finishing up the avera. Like if you're being koned the lulav as you're being mekayim the mitzvah, you're finishing up your gzeila as you're mekayim the mitzvah, that's a mitzvah baba avera. But if you did the aveira and it's done, and now you're going to use the item later for a mitzvah, that's not a mitzvah baba aveira. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha is going to explain to us now, why is this a problem of mitzvah baba aveira? If you stole the tzemer, you made it into chutin, so you now were koned already with either the shinui maisa or the yeyush and the shinui hashem, and now you're going to use it as your tzitzis afterwards. So why is that considered a problem? Mitzvah baba aveira. The aveira was done already. The gzela was done. The kinyan was done. Now I'm just doing the mitzvah. And lefi tosas, it should not be a mitzvah baba aveira. So says the Bir Halacha. V'af dekfar kana osam tchila al yedei yeyush v'shinui. He's going lefi the taz over here, that even though you already acquired it through the yeyush and the shinui hashem, the ein ha'avera ba min ha'mitzvah gufa, and the avera is not coming about through the mitzvah itself. Mikom makom kevan dekan ba al yedei ha'tviya va'tviya min ha'mitzvah. Since the shinui hashem is through the tviya, through the spinning of the strings, and the tviya is a mitzvah to have ba'in a tviya l'shma. Since we need the tviya to be done l'shma, it's considered a mitzvah, and that's helping you acquire the stolen item. Really, lefi the taz or the magen avram, either that's acquiring the shinui hashem, or that's accomplishing the shinui maisa lefi the bir halacha l'shitasa before. Memeila ba kinyan al yedei hamitzvah. So memeila the kinyan is coming about through the mitzvah. So you're acquiring the stolen item through the mitzvah, and therefore, according to those poskim, it would be a mitzvah ba ba'avera. The bir halacha continues and says, ubebir agra mashma she'ein mechalik bazeh. He says that that's not true. And it's not a problem, mitzvah baba aveira. Mikom makom ledina hiskim gamkein da'asur l'chadchila lahatil atzitzis b'beged. But he holds for a different reason that you're not allowed to use these tzitzis in your garment. Ach mitam acher, but for a different reason. What's the reason? Darei lo yuchol achakach levarich. Because you can't make a bracha on this. Like we saw that some poskim say that even if you didn't do the stealing, right, in this case, you did do the stealing, right, we're talking about a case where either yeish and shinui hashem or shinui maisa. So you're the one who stole it. So there you can't make the bracha. As the Ramah writes afterwards, that you can't make the bracha. So since you can't make the bracha, the le'inya bracha the isbe askaro chamir tvei. Since a bracha is mentioning Hashem's name, we're more machmir meaning even though you can be yotzei your mitzvah, but you can't make a bracha on it, that's more chamer. It's no different than a case where a person can hear but he can't speak. There's a Mishnah that tells us that a person who can hear but he can't speak, he shouldn't take chuma, because even though he could do the mitzvah of taking off the chuma, but since he can't speak, he can't make the bracha. So even though you could do the mitzvah and the bracha is not necessarily intertwined with the mitzvah, but there's an inyan in not doing a mitzvah that you can't make a bracha on. And therefore the Gemara says it over here, the reason why lechatchila you shouldn't use it sisters in your garment, even though you were koneh and it's yours and it's kosher for the mitzvah, lechatchila you shouldn't do it. His reason is not because of the mitzvah of avera. His reason is because since you can't make the bracha, because when one machmir on the bracha, better not to use it for the mitzvah when you can't make a bracha. Well, if he doesn't know it's stolen, he won't be able to. He won't know not to make a bracha. So obviously, in that case. So that, no, the Gruz case over here is where you stole it. By the Gruz going on the case where you stole it.
Then he sells it.
No. Because the Bi'ar Lacha is going in the case.
No, the Mishabura.
Oh, the Mishabura before.
Yeah, and the Lama.
Right, okay, that's a different point. Right. In that case, obviously, if it's going from a Shina Rishus, obviously the person who's buying it knows it was stolen, and then they have a machlokas if they make a bracha or not. But in this case, it's a case where the person who stole it is acquiring it through Shinu Maisa or Yeish and Shinu Hashem. So there, the Gra says he shouldn't do it l'chachila because he can't make a bracha. But there, he for sure knows about it because he did it.
What would be the reason for them to be machmer and not to make a bracha?
Because l'maisa, an avera happened. An avera happened through this item. Even if you didn't do the avera, an avera happened through it, and therefore it's inappropriate to make a bracha on it. That we saw already in Hilchos Lulav. That's such an idea.
How is it possible that we're discussing so many times that they have to be done in the Shem Shamayim, and all of a sudden, and then.
Again, you asked the same question in Hilchos Lulav. If you remember that, you asked the same question there. Right. The let me clarify. The Mechaber and the Ramah are not suggesting to steal. This is an afterthought. They're not recommending it. It's not recommended.
Yes. Asura, and that's it. Finish. I mean, why are we going with so many, going in circles?
This is just if it happens. Says the so the last Mishnah Berurah in this. Alex is so pure that he can't even fathom such a concept. They're more practical that there are cases of people that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go weiter. Sifkat and Lamed Beis.
But that's not the way it should be. I mean, okay, maybe some people do it, but you know what? This should not be the Mishnah Berurah.
Halavai.
So what? If this is allowed, then I might still give tzedakah.
Okay, so the Rama said at the end that le'inyan bracha, look what we said in Simon Tuf Reish Memtes, and the Mishabura says on that, it's of Katan Lam Bebeis, the Pasak Sham de'ein yachol levarech alav. In that case, you cannot make a bracha. So if it was stolen, even though again it's kosher l'chachila, you shouldn't do it, but you shouldn't make a bracha, and that's good for the reason why the Gura we just saw holds that you shouldn't do it, because since you can't make a bracha, you shouldn't do it. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. The next halacha does not do with stealing. Alex will like it better. It has to do with borrowing. There's two ways to borrow. There's borrowing through she'ela, and there's borrowing through halva'a. So we're actually going to read the Mishnah Berurah before the Mechaber in this case. It'll give great clarity. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Lamed Gimel, before the Mechaber, Chutin She'ulin, if you have borrowed strings, Pirish, Kol Lashon She'ela Mashma She'yachzer Lo Oso Dover Ba'ayin. She'ela always refers to something that you're borrowing and you're going to return the exact item. Like your shoal, the lawnmower, because you're going to hopefully give back the same lawnmower. But a halva'a is a lashon of something I'm going to borrow, I'm going to use it, I'm going to replace it. So a halva'a is money. Can I borrow $10? That's a halva'a. I'm going to spend the $10 and I'm going to give you a different $10. She'ela, usually you're giving back the exact object, and halva'a, you're giving back a different object. So now let's go to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Chutin She'ulin, strings that are borrowed, B'lashon She'elo, which is Mashmir, you give back the exact strings, Halvahi, that has a din of a Halva'a, D'lo Hadri Be'nahi, that they're not going to be given back exactly as they are, you're going to give back different strings, Ukidi Dei Dami, and it's like it's yours. So if you are Shoel someone strings for Tzitzis, so that's okay, because the assumption is it's really a halvah that you could use the strings and give back other strings, and therefore those exact strings are considered yours. Says the Mishnah Berura, we'll read that over again. Pirish, kol loshen she'elo mashmeh she'yaselo osa davar ba'ayin. The loshen of she'elo is mashmeh, you give back that exact item as is. Ava loshen halva lo tzonitna. The iluchutin she'ulam, but the Mechaber is telling us over here that if you have strings that are she'ulam, that they're borrowed, b'loshen she'elo, mistama have halva'a, we assume it's a halva'a, it's for you to keep these strings and give me back other strings. The Karina Bay Mishalahem, and therefore we call upon it Mishalahem, it's considered your tzitzis, and it'll be 100% fine. Says the Mishnah Berura Vayter, Sefkotan Lamedal, Ukidi Deidami, it's like it's yours. Aval im she'elom lo adaitum she'yachzirim lo ba'ayin. But what if you borrow a Belosh and She'ela and you explicitly say that you're going to give back these exact strings? We're talking about a case, Stam Belosh and She'ela, it means Bahalva, and therefore you're okay, it's yours. But if a case where you do Belosh and She'ela, and you have in mind to return those exact strings, lo yivarach alayu. In that case, you should not make a bracha on the strings. Because then we have to say that maybe he lent you the strings to do a magic trick for something else, and you talk like you give back the strings, and the strings are not considered yours. Aval im hishalot tzitzis mesukanim ke'en shalonu shem shizurum upsukim. Till now, we're talking about stam strings that you're going to use for tzitzis. But if he lends you tzitzis that are fixed up properly, the way we have them, that they're shizurum and psukim, they're cut and they're intertwined, they're all done for the mitzvah, then it's mutar l'tlosim betalisa ulevarach alayu. Then even if you did a blush and she'ela, no matter how you did it, even if you stipulated she'ela, you still would be able to use it for your mitzvah and to make a bracha. Why? Because in that case, it's obvious why you want it. You're borrowing tzitzis, you obviously want it for the mitzvah tzitzis. So even if you stipulate that you're going to give it back, it's a she'ela, your mamish want to give it back, and you stipulate it that way, so you can't say it's like a halva, it's mamish a she'ela, which we said before, you're not yotzei, that's only by regular strings, that maybe he's giving it to you for a magic trick, but he's giving you tzitzis mamish, the ones that were intertwined and were done properly for tzitzis, then we assume the reason why he wants it back is because he was giving it to you for your mitzvah, amanas to give it back, is matanam al sahachzir, that we learned earlier is 100% fine, and therefore you can be yotzei your mitzvah with those tzitzis that you borrowed b'loshen she'ela b'dafka. We'll stop here and we'll continue mitzvah on Sunday at 6 o'clock. We're going to have shir on Sunday.